Vessels from all parts of the world were hastening to U.S. ports in order to pass their goods through customs within the allotted time. An act had just been passed to increase duty on goods brought in, and the New York Harbor was the scene of much activity and excitement. In the distance could be seen the mast of an immense steamer. It was making full speed toward the harbor. On she came, dashing through the foam. The question was, will she be in time? The excitement becomes more intense as the minutes pass. The great ship enters the harbor, and the captain is seen on board with papers that must be passed and signed before 12 o'clock. Only 1 minute remains now, and almost before the vessel grates upon the pier, the captain springs ashore and to the office where he hands in his papers at just 50 seconds before 12. He had saved $500,000 in duties. In almost every department of life, men may be seen, just like the captain, making every effort for some present gain when within their very reach is the greatest of all blessings, the salvation of their own precious, eternal, never-dying soul. Mark's gospel tells us in the 8th chapter, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" What was $500,000 in duties to that captain if he died and went to the lake of fire, the pit of hell? Matthew chapter 6 tells us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Oh, we have our priorities upside down. Man places importance upon the tangible, upon the seen, upon the things he can grasp and hold on to for a time. But these words spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," may well be heeded today. For many will wake when too late, only to find the door of salvation closed and to find themselves without. Friend of mine, let me ask you today, upon what are you placing your values? Where are your priorities? Are they upon the things of time, or are they fixed upon the things of eternity? It is unbelievable and inconceivable that any of us should ever have all the world, and yet for just a small portion of it, for a little segment of it, for a bank account, for some prominence, for some pleasure, for the satisfaction of lust, men sell out their souls, women sell out their souls, young people sell out their eternal souls for just the passing satisfaction of the things of time. Concerning the great man Moses, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Yes, there is some pleasure in sin, but it's so temporary. It's so fleeting. It's so unsatisfactory over the long haul. But let me tell you where real peace, real satisfaction, real joy can be found: in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, in coming to him with all your guilt and all your need, and falling by faith at his feet and saying, "Lord Jesus, deserving of hell though I be, Lord, I want to acknowledge my sin. I want to repent of my sin, and I want to trust the one who died at Calvary, bearing my sin in his own body on the tree. Even his holy soul poured out for you, friend. Why don't you trust him? Why don't you receive him? Why don't you say, 'Yes, Lord Jesus, I'll trust you.' As many as received him, to them gave he the power, the authority to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Do it today for your soul's sake, and my, how he'll bless you. Amen."